It is time for another episode. Edition. Haven't decided yet. Well, we've been using edition. Of what's going on out there, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Hi, Ruth. What's going on out there?
What's going on? Well, it's been very, very busy.
For a quiet time.
It's supposed to be a quiet time the last part of the month, but I was on a merry-go-round this weekend. Very, very busy. And probably will not let up now for a while, but good stuff. In Kent, we had that town meeting to give Kent Affordable Housing an acre of land, town-owned, in the center of town. That was Friday night, and it was overwhelmingly approved. The standing room only at this meeting, it was like 120 yes to 20 no, something like that. The proposal is for putting in up to or at least 10 units of affordable housing, and this is near the town garage and the South Commons already affordable housing complex. And so now the work begins. They have to seek money and start working towards that project. And
so basically, and I'm still working on understanding this logically. You don't go looking for the money until you get the approval.
Right. Yeah. You have to have something concrete before. And this is Department.
Sorry.
No pun. This is Department of Housing. There are several entities that give money out. There's CHAFA, which is the financing group, and then there's just the Department of Housing. And so you have to have the property before. So now they are the owners of this property, and now they can go out and seek the funding to start the project. You were seeing this in all the towns. The Dresser Woods got approved, and there'll be there are others on the burners, so to speak. So people are seeing the real need. There is just no affordable housing in most of these towns, and of course that means people who work here cannot afford to live here, so they're traveling huge distances to come. So the businesses are suffering, and the people who want to stay here, who grew up here, cannot afford the rents or the houses. I was just talking to someone in Cornwall who said there are 5 houses for sale, I think, and every one of them is over $1 million. Well, a lot of people can't even think about that.
It's totally ridiculous, and it's funny because I'm having a difficulty locating practical people who think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is.
We also have the naysayers. Look at the uproar in Falls Village when they're trying to get this River Road housing project together, and there was such an uproar, and the uproar over Holly Place, and I mean, it's a battle.
I've always had this question. It's like, well, heck, if a regular person can figure it out, why does it take so long for other things to? If a regular person can figure out the need, why does it take so long for ostensibly other people to get on it? But that's why I will be really interested to.
That's a whole other issue. It's not in my backyard. I mean, we have that hear that all the time.
Look, you report, we decide. So it's not that. What I'm saying is there are wonderful labels all the way around to just keep something spinning round and round and round. I was once told by this was 40 years ago, but I was once told by a pretty big deal executive, hey, if you can't put this off for a year, you're nothing. So not in my backyard is a label. Very practically, there's been stuff going on in people's backyards for forever. But how do I say, you've also got environmental, because there are so many different, let's just watch I will be interested, now that these things are being overwhelmingly approved, I want to see the money. And that'll be good, because is there, frankly, is there enough money for all the projects that are being approved?
Well, it appears if the commissioner comes out, she's been out here several times.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, I have money. She has said that.
Okay.
So.
Is it a new commissioner?
No, she's been there.
Since 2017? Is she new from since 2017?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been, I mean, I've followed her for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure.
That would be about right. I would just be interested because that if she's saying she's got money and that's about the timeline.
Yes, she says she has money.
This becomes a different kettle of fish.
She said that at the, well, Sarum Village is going through an expansion. I've got new units going in, and she came to that ribbon cutting, and she said there is money. So, and then there's a proposal for Grove Street in Salisbury to put in some housing. So, I mean, they must think there's money if they're doing it.
If they've said there's money, come ask me for money. That's an interesting proposition.
And speaking of money, Falls Village Finance Board is going round and round trying to reduce that budget. There was a meeting the other night. They asked the selectmen to come in and chop $80,000 from its proposal. They worked for 2 hours and got it down $28,000. So they said that, and David Barger, the first selectman, said, you know, this is not just numbers. We're talking about values and aspirations for this town. There was pushback on some of the things that were proposed. I don't know that we've heard the last of it. They were to meet again last night. The school budget was asked to cut $20,000, and I don't think that'll be a problem. But I think some of the things that they've cut, for example, they chopped like $9,000 off the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they need, they need that money, they claim. And the library is a very sensitive issue. Library is asking for a little more, and they cut their grant back. I would imagine the town budget hearing, whenever it's set for, will be very lively.
Do we have any idea when that is?
They were going to set it last night, and I will have to check and find out.
All right.
You know, it should be within the next few weeks.
Lively and spirited are my two favorites.
Lively and spirited, absolutely.
Spirited discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of spirited, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Canaan heard lots of strong, I would say, opposition to a proposal for this 20-lot subdivision off Honey Hill Road that it straddles the Housatonic River right across from Weetag Road in Salisbury. I mean, it's very visible from Weetag. The neighbors primarily living on Highland Lane, which would be an access road to this subdivision, were out very concerned about the widening of that road and the increased traffic and the increased lack of privacy. And several said, you know, the owner can do what he wants with his property except when it affects those who are around it. So that will be continued, and that hearing is going to be continued on May 13th to hear some more testimony. And George Johansson of Allied Engineering gave the presentation, and he had answered many of the concerns, but I think there were a few others. This is going to be high end. They're talking 20 lots on 100 and some odd acres. All the houses will have 5 bedrooms. There's going to be a walking trail for those living there. There is going to be a buffer. They've agreed to put a 300-foot buffer along the river to help protect that, because that was a big concern. So again, that's continued, and we will be listening to see how that comes out. A nice story in Salisbury this week, the Dufour family, who ran the bus company here for years, donated a golf cart to Salisbury Central School. As you know, Salisbury has two buildings, the upper and the lower, and there's a pretty significant pathway up and down between the two. And this will help with handicapped children or those who have sports injuries who can't really walk up and down that hill very well. The nurse is the only one who's able to transport these kids in her car. That's the ruling. And so now this gives them some more flexibility, and it's a anybody can drive this golf cart, and it's a beauty. And Dufour, wanting to give back to the community, John Dufour said he attended Salisbury Central, and so did some of his siblings. They refurbished this golf cart, painted it red, bright red, the colors of the school, red and white, and put it, made it in memory of their mother, Nancy Dufour. So really, it was a lovely little ceremony at the school the other day, and a feel-good story, as we say.
Nice. We like feel-good stories.
Yep. The region is a lot prettier and cleaner after Arbor Day ceremonies on Friday. Several of the schools held Arbor Day ceremonies and planted trees. We have a linden tree in Canaan. We have a sugar maple in Cornwall, and a new tulip tree in Kent. And there were ceremonies at all of them, talking about trees and their importance, and having the ceremonial throwing of the dirt and watering of these trees. North Canaan Elementary really has a beautiful campus of trees. They've been doing this for years, thanks to Tom Zetterstrom. Cornwall's is on the edge of the parking lot, and in Kent, they've been putting them on various sites around town. So this year, the tulip tree was planted on the firehouse lawn, which is very visible and very nice. And so the region will be enhanced, and it will also be cleaner. There were cleanup days in several of the towns. People got out there with their bags and vests and gloves and picked up tons and tons of trash. I saw bags full of trash being picked up. It's pretty awful what people throw out there.
Let's stop for a public service announcement. Stop throwing. I mean, what? Don't throw it out the window. How about that?
I'm sorry. What?
I said, let's stop for a public service announcement. Don't throw it out the window.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, if you had seen what these people were picking up, and the biggest item they all said were nips, these little bottles that and just they're littering the roadsides everywhere, and as you could tell, there were Dunkin' Donuts cups, and you just know where people are coming from, and it's really shameful.
You know they didn't have a grandmother.
Yeah, who said don't do that. Well, there's nothing worse to me when you're riding in back of somebody and you see them hauling, throwing trash out their car windows.
Ooh, especially when it hits your windshield.
Yeah, well.
But that's neither here nor there. No, it's just really,
it's really awful, and thank you to all those volunteers who spent.
You do it once, and somebody should turn around and say, you do that again, I'm throwing you out of the car, basically, or whatever the new politically correct way of saying that is, and that's that.
Mm.
In other words, you learn at an early age that you don't do that. End of story.
Yeah. And thanks to all those volunteers who spent the day out there. North Canaan had quite the contingent, and they were tallying all the roads and where people were. And the Park and Rec people and the Cornwall Association people in Cornwall were giving out refreshments and keeping people, with all the tools they needed. And in North Canaan, Mountainside had a contingent out there, and they were giving out all kinds of wonderful things to encourage people to come out. So hats off to these people. Kent has a new resident state trooper, finally. We had been in talks and discussions for since Andrew Fisher left earlier this year. and Vicki Donahoe, who has been the interim, wasn't sure she wanted it, but she was convinced to take it, and so she is now on board, and she is, as she said, a people person, and she really is out there. She goes to the school, has lunch with the kids, goes out to gym with them. She plans to do recess. She is, she said, I might going to solve this, work to solve the speeding problem. She is visible. She said she's not an office person. She's going to be out there seeing people, so and making sure people see her, which is great. So we're people in Kent are very happy to see Vicki here. There was a lovely gala at the Colonial Theater on Saturday night put on by the Youth Service Bureau, and Lisa Carter, the outgoing superintendent, was honored. It was a lovely affair and very special. It was the whole atmosphere was very gala-like, and Lisa, as you know, is retiring at the end of this year. She is going to be the assistant director at Ed Advance once she leaves Region 1, and Region 1, of course, has Melanie Brady Shanley coming from Winston, current superintendent there. She will be taking Lisa's place on July 1st. Looking ahead, we have National Day of Prayer services all over the region on May 2nd. Every town is having something in the region. You just have to look up the times. I know Salisbury is at 6 o'clock next to the town hall, and they're sharing on the green. Just everybody is. This is where they honor all the people, government and recreation and just you name it, people are prayed for. And these are kind of nice little ceremonies. So that's coming up. And don't have too much else. I have some things, but they're not firmed up yet for the week. But I am sure.
I'm sure you'll just have plenty to say next time we talk.
I'm sure.
We appreciate your diligence and your we appreciate your doing and your diligence. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein.
Thank you.
American on Robin Hood Radio.